The presidential candidates head to Long Island tonight for a second and crucial debate. In the audience at Hofstra University will be 80 undecided voters selected by Gallup. Anna Sale, politics reporter for It's a Free Country, spent yesterday talking with Long Island voters to see what they're thinking about both campaigns, and she joins us now. Good morning, Anna.
Hi, Soterios.
So, you know, we often hear about how conservative Long Island can be, especially compared to New York City. Were most of the voters you spoke to excited about Mitt Romney?
Well, Long Island was a Republican stronghold for most of the last century, and it's home to Republican Congressman Peter King. But since 1996, both Nassau and Suffolk counties have gone for the Democratic presidential candidate, though it's been close. But I definitely met a lot of Republican voters yesterday who were voting for Obama. I heard a lot of complaints about the shrinking appeal of the Republican Party. One fiscal conservative told me he thought Romney was doing too much pandering to the religious right. A retired couple told me that they'd voted Republican their whole lives until 4 years ago when Sarah Palin forced them to vote for Barack Obama, and they're voting for Obama again because of Medicare this year. And I met a guy named Frank Vitale. He's an NYPD detective who lives on Long Island. He supported John McCain, but decided he can't vote for Mitt Romney this year after watching the Republican primary. Here's what he told me.
His national party really has become far more exclusive than it has become inclusive. And you can't possibly move a country as diverse as ours ahead by excluding different groups, by playing to very, very narrow issues.
What were Democratic supporters of President Obama saying?
Well, one thing that I heard that was a little different than what I've heard in battleground states was a forceful critique of the president's leadership style. What I've typically heard in Ohio or Virginia or New Hampshire in battleground states is a sense of protectiveness about President Obama. I hear a lot of, oh, he can't be expected to have turned the economy around in just 4 years. We need to give him more time, et cetera. But on Long Island, I heard pointed complaints about his leadership style. One Democrat told me he was too polite and was being pushed around by Congress. Another voter, Natasha St. Pierre, she wouldn't tell me who she was voting for, but she felt like Obama's resistance against him had roots in racism, and she wanted to see him stand up to that. And this is what she said.
Even if he looks like the big black, you know, angry guy, it doesn't matter. If you stand for something, stand for it, be aggressive. And that's it. You know what I mean? It's either people going to like it or don't like it. But I kind of feel like sometimes I know he wants to be, you know, we are the world, but sometimes it's not like that. Sometimes you just have to be the boss. You just have to be the boss.
So lots of strong opinions on Long Island. I guess that's not a surprise. But did you talk to any undecided voters?
Well, there are a few. I met one mother, an independent voter. I met her with her two young boys, and she told me she's been watching more Sprout children's television than political news. But she did catch the first presidential debate and came away with still a lot of questions about the details of the candidate's tax policy she was going to watch tonight and see if she could learn a little bit more and figure out who was telling the truth and who wasn't. I also met another voter named Marilyn Hearn over in Levittown, which is in Republican Pete King's district. She's a registered Democrat, but she voted for John McCain and George W. Bush. And she's felt the economy, the economic downturn personally. She lost her job when her medical billing company where she worked closed. And now she says she doesn't like Obama, but she doesn't feel like Mitt Romney understands what's going on in her life. This is what she told me.
I'm not happy with either candidate, truthfully. I don't know. I've been out of work since September. I don't like the whole fact of what Obama has done to the economy in the country, but I don't like what, you know, Romney's saying. It doesn't sound like he's going to make it any better. He's not for the middle class, which is what I was, or I am.
She said she'll probably vote for Mitt Romney. One thing she knows for sure, you heard her say, I was in the middle class there. They'll be leaving Long Island, she and her husband, when he retires. She says she doesn't think they can afford to stay there.
Okay. Thank you so much, Anna.
Sure.
Join the politics team as they live chat the debate tonight starting at 8 p.m. at WNYC.org. And you can hear Anna Sale and the WNYC political team break down all the debates next Tuesday in the Green Space. To reserve your free ticket, go to thegreenspace.org.